Marvel just shook up the pages of the comic book world in its Ultimate Comics Spider-Man series. Peter Parker, Spidey's alter ego, has died. Taking his place is Miles Morales, a multiracial teen of Black and Hispanic descent. Turns out that comics have long been more open to racially diverse characters than some other forms of art, which got screenwriter and Morning Edition commentator John Ridley thinking about diversity in Hollywood.
The big-budget disappointment Green Lantern was about a superhero whose powers are only limited by his imagination. I kind of get the feeling Hollywood's earning powers are being limited by their lack of imagination. Consider the box office potential if movie producers had been as bold as the Marvel Universe with their new Spider-Man and had reimagined Green Lantern as a person of color. It actually wouldn't have been that much of a stretch. In the comic book world, there's already a Black Green Lantern named Jon Stewart, who's probably got more name recognition going for him than his white counterpart, Hal Jordan. If Hollywood can crank out fantasy pictures with blue Smurfs, why is it so reticent to do the same with Blacks, Hispanics, and Asians? If second stringers like Thor can get the big screen treatment, don't comic book legends of color like Luke Cage and the Black Panther deserve the same? Every hero needs a villain, and I can tell you from experience that supposedly liberal Hollywood loves to make the audience the bad guy. There's a self-fulfilling delusion at work in the studio system that white audiences won't pay to see Black actors cast outside a narrow type of role. In his concisely titled study, The Role of Actors' Race in White Audiences' Selective Exposure to Movies, Indiana University professor Andrew Weaver writes that, quote, "Movie producers are often reluctant to cast more than a few minority actors in otherwise race-neutral movies for fear that the white audiences will largely avoid such films," end quote. But Weaver found that white audiences tended to be racially selective with regard to romantic movies and not particularly so with other genres. So, sorry, Hollywood, you can't blame it on the ticket buyers. And as comic book movies as bankable franchises begin to cool, I mean, did we really need 4 Hero in Tights movies this summer alone? You gotta wonder, will studios get hip to going after multicultural audiences? Casting Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne as Daily Planet editor Perry White in the upcoming Superman movie is a good, if tentative, step in the right, non-traditional casting direction. But for a real leap, how about Will Smith as Superman? I guarantee you, non-stop chatter until the film opens. And Denzel as Superman's father, Jor-El, Michelle Rodriguez as Lois Lane. Clearly, the folks at Marvel Comics are open to the possibilities. Now, if we could only get Hollywood to make their fantasy pictures look a little more fantastic than your average gated community.
Screenwriter John Ridley, whose superhero alter ego is known as Commentator John Ridley. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.